Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a vinyl heat jungle ARP arrange framework for old school rave pressure. Today we're not just making a loop, we're building a full jungle and drum and bass arrangement skeleton around an ARP hook that feels gritty, urgent, and alive. Think dusty rave tape energy, slightly unstable synth movement, breakbeat muscle, and that classic pressure you feel in your chest when the track locks in. The big idea here is simple. The ARP is the identity, the brakes are the engine, and the arrangement is what turns it into a tune. We're going to use Ableton's stock tools to get that done fast, but in a way that still feels raw and musical rather than overcooked. Set your project tempo first. For this style, anywhere between 160 and 170 BPM works for classic jungle pressure, while 174 to 176 pushes it more toward modern DNB while still keeping that old-school spirit. For this lesson, I'd suggest 172 BPM. That sits in a really nice middle zone. It's fast enough to drive, but not so fast that the groove loses weight. Now, before we even touch sound design, think like an arranger. In this style, tension is everything. You want the track to feel like it's being squeezed tighter over time, not just intro, drop, breakdown, drop. It needs a pressure curve. That means every section should add a little more urgency, or at least reshape the energy in a way that keeps the dance floor engaged. Start with the ARP source. You want something that feels like a rave synth with dust on it, not a pristine modern lead. Load up Waveedable or Analog on a MIDI track. If you're using Waveedable, go for a saw on oscillator 1, maybe a square or another slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2, and keep the unison modest. 2 to 4 voices is usually enough. Add a low-pass filter, a little drive, and shape the amp envelope so the attack is fast. The decay is fairly quick, the sustain is lower, and the release has a bit of tail. If you prefer analog, blend saw and pulse waves. Add a small amount of detune, and use the filter to give it some resonance and movement. The goal is not perfection. The goal is character. Slight instability is your friend here. Next, program the MIDI phrase. Old-school rave ARPs usually work best when they're simple, repetitive, and just tense enough harmonically. Don't overload it with notes. A minor triad fragment, a minor seventh fragment, an octave jump, or even a single-note rhythmic pattern can all work if the sound is strong enough. If you're working in a minor, for example, you might use notes like A, C, E, G, then bring an octave movement for variation. But the real trick is in the rhythm. Keep it active with short note lengths, syncopation, and little phrase changes every 2 or 4 bars. You want something that loops hypnotically, but never feels dead. Now add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. This gives you controlled movement and makes the pattern feel more alive. A good starting point is 1/16 rate, upper up slash down style, gate around 45 to 65%, and re-trigger on for clean phrase starts. If you want broader rave movement, use octave distance. If you want tighter tension, keep it narrower. And here's a really useful advanced move. Automate the gate or rate across the arrangement. In the intro, you can keep the gate a bit tighter for a clipped feel. In the drop, open it up for more urgency. And every 8 or 16 bars, throw in a quick 1/32 burst for a fill. That tiny bit of variation can make the ARP feel like it's running hot. Now let's dirty it up. A clean ARP won't hit like jungle. We need texture, grit, and a sense of physical wear. A really solid stock device chain here is arpeggiator into Waveedable or analog, then auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, redux, and utility. Auto filter is where you shape the tension curve. Use a low pass, automate the cutoff from dark to bright over time and keep the resonance moderate. In the intro, let it sit filtered and distant. In the build, start opening it. In the drop, let it breathe more. Then pull it back down in the breakdown. That rise and fall gives the tune motion. Saturator is where the vinyl heat comes in. Use analog clip mode. Drive it a few dB, and keep soft clip on. Don't just boost until it's loud. You're after harmonic edge and density. If needed, compensate the output so you're hearing character, not just volume. Chorus ensemble can widen and destabilize the ARP in a good way. Keep it subtle, low to medium amount, slow rate, and a fairly wide image. You want worn tape energy, not washed out trance blur. Then add a touch of redux if you want more broken digital grit. Use it lightly, and maybe only automate it for transitions or fills. Utility is always useful here. Use it to manage gain, keep low-end mono if needed, and control width between breakdown and drop. Small width changes can make the drop feel much bigger. To sell the vinyl heat idea even more, add a subtle ambience layer. That could be vinyl crackle, tape hiss, filtered noise, or a quiet ambience loop. process it with EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and reverb. High pass it so it stays out of the low end, keep it low in the mix, and let it glue sections together. It should feel like atmosphere, not like a separate sound effect. Now for the real jungle backbone, the breakbeat. Load a classic break like Amen, Think, or Apache into Simpler. If you want maximum control, use slice mode so you can chop it into individual hits. For advanced jungle pressure, don't just loop the break, rewrite it, rearrange the ghost notes, shift a snare slightly, add a second break layer, and emphasize key transients. The break bus can go through EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Use EQ to clear mud if needed, drum bus for drive and transient snap, glue compressor for a little cohesion, and saturator for extra weight. But be careful not to crush it. Jungle breaks need detail. The ghost notes, the swing, the tiny imperfections, that's the soul of the thing. A good rule here, if the break sounds amazing solo but loses its snap when the bass and snare are in, it might actually be too polished. Judge it in context. In this style, ugly in context is often perfect. Under that, build the bass. Keep the sub simple. Use operator or analog for a clean sine wave. Keep it mono, and let it follow the root notes with maybe a few passing tones. The sub should support the arrangement, not compete with it. If you want a reese layer, use wave eatable or analog with detuned saws, then filter and saturate it. Keep the low end out of the reese, with a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the sub owns the bottom. The reese should give you tension in the mids and low mids, not mud. Now think about bass as a conversation with the arp. Don't just have it follow roots blindly. Let it answer the arp's movement. Maybe the bass accent hits when the arp reaches its highest note. Maybe the bass leaves space when the arp is busiest. Maybe a short pickup leads into the end of a phrase. That back and forth is part of what makes old school jungle feel alive. Once the core elements are in place, arrange the tune like a proper DJ-friendly pressure track. Start with an intro that teases the hook without giving away everything. Filtered arp fragments, vinyl ambience, maybe a break without full low end. You want the listener to recognize the character before the full impact arrives. Then build the energy over the next section with more opening filter movement, a few snare fills, a hint of bass, and maybe some tension effects. When the drop hits, bring in the full break, the sub, the reese, and the full arp, but don't just let it run unchanged. Every 4 or 8 bars, something needs to shift. That could be a filter move, a missing drum ghost, a bass variation, a reversed crash, or a brief mute before the next phrase. The arrangement should breathe. This is one of the most important lessons in advanced jungle writing. Subtraction is powerful. Pulling out one tiny element can make the next hit feel huge. A missing arp step, one less snare ghost, or a half bar best dropout can create more excitement than adding another layer ever would. For the breakdown, don't just empty the track completely unless you really mean it. You can strip the kick and sub, pull the arp back through a filter, and keep some atmospheric rhythm alive with chopped hats, break fragments, or a distant bass pulse. That way the energy changes shape instead of collapsing. Then hit the second drop harder. Add more break edits, a bass variation, maybe a different octave on the arp, or a new stab accent. If you want to really move the crowd, make the second drop feel like a response, not just a repeat. Same identity, different pressure. Transition effects are your punctuation marks. Use reverse cymbals, snare rolls, echo throws, reverb sends, white noise risers, and even tiny pitch dips to create anticipation. Keep them rhythmic and functional. In drum and bass, even the effects should feel like part of the groove. When it comes to mix priorities, keep it simple. Kick and snare first, sub bass second, breaks third, arp hook after that, then the reese and effects. If the arp is fighting the snare, high pass it or carve out some 2-4 kHz. If the reese is stepping on the sub, clean up the low end and narrow the stereo image. Use sideching lightly if needed, but don't rely on it to fix bad arrangement balance. A really useful advanced habit is to change your sound on different time scales. Let the arp modulate at a medium pace. Let the break make faster transient changes. Let the bass evolve more slowly across phrases. Let the effects only show up as punctuation. That hierarchy of motion keeps a dense tune readable. If you want darker pressure, make the arp nastier with harmonic distortion, or use modal tension instead of happy rave harmony. Minor seconds, fourths, and flat fives can create that slightly evil old-school edge without sounding cheesy. You can also widen the arp in the breakdown and narrow it a bit in the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. Another great move is to resample your arp and break as audio. Once a loop feels good, print it, flatten it, and chop it into new shapes. That's a very real jungle workflow. It lets you create fills, reverses, stutters, and weird little edits that feel more intentional than MIDI alone. For a practice target, build a 16-bar intro-to-drop framework with 4 tracks, ARP, Break, Sub, and FX Noise. Use only stock Ableton devices. Make a 2-bar ARP motif, automate the filter across the 16 bars, chop the break into at least 6 slices, keep the sub mono and simple, and use a filtered noise rise or vinyl ambience to lead into the drop. At the end of 16 bars, you should clearly hear intro, build, and first drop energy, plus at least a couple of arrangement changes. And if you really want to test yourself, build a full 64-bar sketch with 1 fake drop, at least 1 resampled audio version of either the ARP or the break, and 3 different kinds of variation across the tune. Then mute the ARP and see if the drums and bass still carry the energy. If they do, you're doing it right.